Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? You're tuned in. Keeping it real with DT, Warzone U Sports. Come on, what's going on? Hold on. Studio. All right, like I said, once again, you tuned in to the Warzone U Sports Talk Radio Show. We're going from football, starting in Atlanta. From back in the day, we're going to start you guys off with, we got Coach Tim, we got Coach Walker, we got Coach Rambo. Checking in, got one of the coaches on the line now. We're going to go ahead and start with Coach. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, this is Coach Rambo. How y'all doing today?
Hey, how's it going, Coach? How's it going, man?
Everything is good. Excited about being on your show.
All right. Well, Coach, go ahead, Coach. No, I'm listening to you, Coach.
I'm just excited to be able to give some historical points about when Little League football started in the city of Atlanta through parks and recreation.
All right, Coach. Oh, no, I'm listening to you, Coach. I'm listening to you.
And when I say historical, I do mean historical. William Judson, who played at South Carolina State and went on to play with Detroit and had a long, illustrious career. David Allen. Graduated Georgia Tech, Gary McConnell, who passed on, and even though Willie Galt didn't play football with us, but he ran track with us, so he still came in through that little league circle. So it's just Bob Arnold, and I said David Allen and Randy Walker. And Van Smith, who's a head coach over at Morehouse, was one of the first person to play on the first state championship team that was won in the city of Atlanta.
All right, Coach. Coach Rambo, my bad. Yes, not because let me bring in Coach Tim and the other guys. Coach, go ahead, introduce yourself. Is that Coach Tim? No, I just clicked him in. I think that's Coach Tim.
Okay.
You hear me? I don't know what's wrong with this phone. Oh no, that ain't Coach Tim, my bad.
It's Coach Walker.
Oh, okay.
It's Coach Walker.
Great Coach Walker. How's it going, Coach Walker?
My best day, Coach.
Yeah, all right. Now, Coach Walker, man, when I tell you, so it's DT, Coach. Now, when I started coaching, I was 20 years old, and I can't lie. I thought you coaching for so long and doing it how you doing, Coach, I looked up so much to you. My wife asked me, she said, how long are you planning on coaching Little League? I said, if God let me live long enough to beat Coach Walker record, then how long I'll be coaching.
No, you did.
Man, I told her I got to get Coach Walker. She fell out lame.
I tell you, boy, it's such a blessing to talk to you guys, man. I tell you, God's been good.
So, Coach, okay, I'll start with you, Coach Rambo. What made you get into coaching? What made you want to coach kids?
Well, I came to Atlanta in 1966. I had coached a Little League team football out of Tallahassee, the famed Florida A&M Rattlers and all that. was and after Rattlers was at their heyday there doing it. It was the best it was. So not only in black college football, but all football. So when I came up and got a job with the city of Atlanta, and I got a job at Anderson Park. So it was natural that I start to take over a team that from what I understand that a lady named Miss Hambry had coached the team before. Well, see, back in those days, the recreation department was mostly female. And at that time, the recreation had not that was known. You could not get a degree in recreation. I think through Dr. Eckley at Georgia State, a year, maybe 10 years later, they started, you could get a degree in recreation. Most people who recreation back in, with myself and Coach Walker and another gentleman who passed on, Jerry Everett, and came on, it was mostly female. All of your supervisors were female. The heads of the department were female. So when we started the program, it was only a natural thing that to start football. And so that's how I got started, and got it started in 1968. It blossomed and groomed and groomed and got on to where it is now. And I'm a prejudice when I say this. I still think Atlanta recreation football is still the best football in this area right now. Bro Walker, you want to take on some from there?
Coach Walker, let me let Coach Tim in right quick. Coach Tim, how's it going, Coach?
I'm doing good. How are you all?
Hey, Coach.
We good, Coach. Anyone listening on the live, you can go to the Warzone page and hit the link, and you can listen from the show. We got Coach Walker, Ben Hill, legend. We got Coach Rambo, Anderson Park, and we got Coach Tim, the Viking, legend. So they're all on the line. After they introduce themselves and give us a little history, you can free to call in and ask any questions at 516-418-5753. Coach Walker is going to tell us what made him got him into coaching and what inspired him to do it for so long. Go ahead, Coach Walker.
Yes. You know what? It's such a pleasure and honor just to be on among the legend that you have on tonight. I feel a little real small being amongst these giants that you have on tonight, but thank God for still being here. You know, the thing that got me started acting in recreation, I was trying to get a job with the city of Atlanta, and the only job they had available was in Bryan City, and they couldn't get anybody to go over there, and I told them that and that was just like home for me because I was raised in Tanyard Bottom, just down there on Chickwood Drive. And I had an opportunity to go over there and work for about a year, and then they sent me to Moser Park. When they sent me to Moser Park, that's where I met Coach Rambo. And we make good friends and find out both of us like the same thing, like football, basketball, track, and what have you. So, you know, we got real competitive. And really what got me in really into it is that to see really how competitive Coach Rambo were about it, I said, man, this competitive about it, I know I got to up my game. Because I like to win, too.
What year y'all met?
So, and what happened you know, we got together here and there, and I got team together. And, of course, team had, Ram had a good team over there at Allison. I had a decent team over there at Moses, so actually, the top team that time was Buckhead Red Devils, Cascade
yes,
Cowboys. And, of course, Ram will tell you that we were supposed to be playing in the semifinals over there. Oh, matter of fact, up there, Johnny White. And Buckhead decided they didn't want to play, and I had some kids got sick. I didn't have a 15 ball player, and we weren't able to play. But actually, to tell you the truth, of course Rambo inspired me into really want to stay in just playing football because I like basketball, baseball, track, and all that. Football is something I love, but I love those other sports, and I love developing kids. To tell you the truth, that was the main reason I really wanted to do what I was doing, because in developing kids, to teach them life skills, some of the things that I didn't have when I was growing up, I had an opportunity to kind of pass that on to some of the kids that participated with me. And now we got kids doing a lot of good things. We got some teaching, some the doctors, some lawyers, some playing pro ball, and some just regular people just working, supporting their family. So that's really what got me into football.
Right. Coach Tim, we're going to start with you. You can tell us when you started coaching and go on with it, Coach. I know you got a lot to say.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for what you're doing. I'm proud of you. I really want to extend my credit, my appreciation to Coach Walker, Coach Rambo, for even making me think about getting out coaching. I started in 1980 at Empire Park, where in Pool Creek, and I was in the Y League from 80 to 88. We didn't play but about 8 to 9 games. And after I won it 8 years straight there, everyone was telling me, you got so good, go to the city. So in 89, I went to the city and got tore up in the city. You know, I was like, Coach Ben Hill, cheat, go Rambo, cheat. So I started going on watching them. They weren't cheating. They were working hard. They were teaching the kids. It was good structure, good discipline. And so I went back, and I got tore up in the city for about 3 years. And in 1992, I went to Cleveland Avenue Raiders. And we played out of the little library room, Cleveland Avenue, Greg Stahl, bless his heart, and started there. And I won it in 92, and I didn't look back too far. And then in 93, I think we went to the Adamsville. I mean, no. Cleveland Avenue went to the Recreation Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we started there with the Raiders. They were named, I don't forget, we were blue and gold. I said, Greg, if I come down, Coach, I got to be the Raiders or somebody. He said, well, we'll be the Raiders. We changed the name to Cleveland Avenue Raiders. And then in 93, a lady named Miss Jones was at Adamsville. She was like, well, Coach, come over here. Hey, Coach, and we'll do this and do that. And that's a lady know about football. So I was like, hey, we packed up and I went over to Adamsville and Coach PJ and JP and Coach Fly, them little young jokers over there coaching, and they kind of got under my wing, and Miss Jones was like, yo, you all get together. Y'all can learn something from Coach. Well, I learned all mine from watching Coach Rambo and Coach Walker. Sometimes I be at Coach Ram game, he turn around hollering, and he bump into me. I guess he wants to say, who is this little young boy right here, But, you know, the thing about it, once they did find out who I was, they helped me. You could go to either one and ask them you know, questions here and now, and they would tell you and help you. Then I went and I met Coach Nick at Gresham Park. And we started scrimmaging, playing against it, you know, working out, and that was another great coach. Then after that, I went to Tucker and Coach Grimm and them, great coaches, and I just learned so much. And, you know, and my thing was to get in the community and do something for these kids to keep them from going to jail, getting in trouble. And I think that's where Coach Walker and Coach Ram them started. And I got that from them. But this the blessing of it all. For some reason, out of all these years I coached, I never played Coach Rambo. That's why I call him my daddy today. Because some reason we didn't, but what people used to tell me, they used to call me Lil Ram, but I wanted to beat Coach Ram. I'm like, huh, I don't know why I'm hating Coach Ram. Because he's winning. You know, so I started teaching, coaching. I had to teach my coaches. That's why we were so successful. And then, Coach, we went on, and hey, and all the rest is the blessing and the glory. Give the glory to God. And thank you for being here.
All right, now, Coach Rambo, I'm going to ask. Hold on, I think this might be one of my legend coaches. Let me see who this number is. Your number not showing up, but you've been on hold for about 15 minutes. Let me see who this is. Go ahead, talk to us, man. You there? I hear your TV, whoever it is. Okay. Maybe it's not one of my guys. Maybe someone just listening. Okay. So, Coach Rambo, I'm going to ask you. So, when you came in and you saw Coach Tim coming up, he was younger than you. What was the first thing came to mind when you saw how he hopped on board and just went with the process that you guys had already installed?
Well, I as I looked at it, my history in the game and to motivate and to teach kids. Now, and the same thing about Coach Walker. Now, one thing you have to realize, see, in those days, and I think a little bit of it still seep over now, as you get on up the line, see, we were not supposed to be able to coach fundamental ball. We meaning the black coaches. They thought we had all of the speed and all of that, but we didn't teach the fundamentals. So that's what I admired about Coach Tim. And of course, but I admired about Coach Tim because how he came out one time, every time he would come out the same way. Run after that ball and get over that ball, but you better be ready when he get there. You better be ready. And then he, if you're not disciplined, because he's going to come out once, he's been about maybe about five times, he'll come out and then he's going to hold it in there, count on four, and you're going to be jumping outside and all that. So it takes discipline for them. And so that's what all three of us have in common. It's the discipline of keeping the fundamental principles of the ball. Of the ball game, not only in this sport, and in life. Yeah,
see,
just keeping it fun. Let's play together as a unit.
Now, I heard.
And we,
go ahead, Coach.
Everywhere we went, they were really throwing up. We went to Calvin, we went down to Waycross, we went to Savannah, and we shocked everybody because of our discipline. Our discipline. The way we ran the play. We were all dressed alike, had on it, and the coaches wasn't snatching the ball out going, but they knew we were called plays from the side, you know, through our hand signals, and that would blew people. Man, how can they? Well, they meaning mostly the black kids. But now, I have to give Buckhead Red Devils a lot of credit, too, because they were the mammal. They were that we were shooting at. Because Bob Blackwell had them to the teeth. And so what we did, we were going to show not only him, but all of us, all of the people that blacks are disciplined too, and that we knew the game. We knew the game. We knew it. We poor guard. Can you imagine? At 12 years old, we cross blocking to the tee, pulling both guards on the sweep. Both guards.
Yep,
pulling
Buck sweep.
Both guards, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So what? Okay. If Buckhead, I forgot who y'all just said, the Buckhead team.
Buckhead, Red Devils.
Red Devils.
Cowboys.
So what was the change that put y'all above them if they led the house at one point? Like, what did y'all do different to take over that?
Well, when we took it over, they refused to play us.
Yeah.
They refused to play us.
Co-Walker laughing. Yeah. What's up, Co-Walker?
Ram gonna tell the story about Waycross.
They refused to play us. So now they got to a point now they would, when we start to rise, they would play during the season, but when it came to the playoffs, they would say, "No, we gotta the Okefenokee Bowl in Waycross."
Yeah.
They wouldn't play us. They would forfeit the game to us. The Mighty Buckhead Red Devils. Okay, then you going down the Waycross, we come in too. So we go to Waycross Hunter. So when we get down there, and so we was in the GRPS playoffs. So we go to Waycross, and there they are, down there kicking butt. So we asked the fellas, can we give us an invitation? We want to come down. Okay, now so this was right during the state playoff. If I'm in the state playoff, then Ben Hill would go to Waycross and beat them. So, and if they know that they're gonna play Ben Hill, they'll pull out.
Cool. All right, Coach Ram. I got somebody on the line that want to talk to you. Talk to you real quick. One of your former players.
Okay.
Trav.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. You got Coach Walker, Coach Rambo, Coach Tim.
How y'all doing?
Hey, doing not good, fast, man. Baby.
Coach Rambo, what's up, man? Yes,
who
sir.
Is the Booker?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at a picture of you right now.
What's up, Coach?
Number seven.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, young man?
I'm doing all right, Coach. I've been telling Coach DT for a long time, man. So they always be talking about all the great coaches, but your name never got mentioned. So when I seen him going to have you on your show, I thought it was awesome because, I mean, a lot of people don't know who you are, you know what I'm saying? Since they feel like I'm old, but, like, you was one of the legends, you know what I'm saying? Then you come with Coach Tim, of course, Coach Walker, you and Coach Walker, but, you know what I'm saying? I told DT this too, I said, Coach Tim had all the undefeated season, but I probably gave Tim two of them losses.
Hey, so this is the thing, and that's why this show was so important. A lot of coaches who just starting, like I said, I'm 35, but I've been coaching since I was 21. A lot of these coaches just been coaching for 7-8 years. So when they hear, like, everyone called Coach Tim the great one because Coach Tim was still coaching. So everyone saw Coach Tim, how he walked out, how his team was, how he carried himself. So everyone, practice right now, you can go to a coach in Henry County practice, and it'll be structured how Coach Tim practice is. But see, a lot of folks don't know Coach Tim learned from Coach Rambo and Coach Walker. So it's just kind of like right now, kids like Michael Jackson, but they ain't going to say James Brown or Jackie Robinson. I'm going to say Jackie Wilson because they missed it. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I think.
Uh-huh. That's right.
They don't know that who Michael Jackson learned to move from.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's good. It's out so they can know, and they know the history because it's changed so much over
here. Yes, sir. And Coach, go ahead.
Go ahead, Coach. Coach, I
want to say this. This Coach Tim, Ben Hill was the model program. Me and Graham, we had decent program, but I had a team. Ben Hill had an organization.
He had from
the little ones up to the big ones, all of them dressed nice. Ben Hill was the program. And that's why I watched Cole Walker and his program and learned so much. I went to Gresham because he was programmed and started from the babies and went up. And that's what made me go on to these teams and get with these younger guys, the Jermaines and everyone, and try to get them to build a program. But we got it from Ben Hill. I got it from Ben Hill.
Right. You know Coach Walker didn't hit that when they changed the name of the Red Corner to William Walker. That's when you know he is the man.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, because of people like Coach Rambo and Coach Tim now, you know, they might have my name up there, but it's because of those people. Both of their sons played for us. They was in our organization. Just show you what kind of people they were.
Oh, yeah, you know,
and not only did their son play in our organization, both of these coaches coach in our organization. So I have the highest, most respect for these two gentlemen here, and you'll hear me say it all the time, you know, and I'm just so glad that God blessed us so that we can help bless somebody else so they can be a blessing to a lot of these young guys now who think they're hot shot,
right.
But they got it. They either got it from Coach Tim or got it from Coach Rambo, and, you know, and on. And that's where it goes. And I have a lot of guys that coach for me that are successful. And I still work with a lot of them, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help one another. We're not supposed to keep all our skills and all our abilities to ourselves. God bless us so we can be a blessing to somebody else.
That's right.
Let me tell you what Coach Walker did. I think this was last year, not this corona season, but the year before. Now, old team started out shaky, so they was losing. But all of a sudden, they started winning, right? So I just so happened to be going by this chick house who I'm cool with dropping their child off over there by Ben Hill. I go by Ben Hill Recreation Center. Guess who done snuck on the field, y'all?
Coach Walker
came out of retirement without letting nobody know. Coach Walker down there.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Ed, man. I said, look at this. I said, man, you cheating, man. You can't use Coach Walker for Tim for Rambo. Man, you can't do that. Yeah, Coach Walker out of
yeah.
But man, it's cool, man, for you guys to drop knowledge. Now, question: I remember Coach Rambo, you was telling me at one point, like Perkins and Park was all white. Like, when did change happen there?
Perkinson was all white. Cascade Cowboys was all white. The Cascade Packers was all white. All up and down that corridor was all white. Yeah. And let me tell you, now, Perkinson can get down. You had to play.
Yeah,
you had to flat down, get down and play. Now, the Cascade Packers were the same thing on the south side that Buckhead was on the north side.
Okay.
Ran the same kind of program. Same kind of program. All white.
Yeah.
All white. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, that when Walker, Coach Walker, was the best person for the job at Ben Hill. Best person. Well, home guy. That was a middle of the financial, maybe a little bit beyond middle, a little higher up there, and so forth, financial family. So they were there. They had I remember when we went up there and
the tune, the record was named Marge Wood, and she was singing all white. Now being here, all white at that time.
Wow.
And they were singing a "Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, Catch a Nigger by His Throat. Here you holler, let him go." That was a chill. At Ben Hill now. And I stayed at 1591, which is about 2.5 blocks from Ben Hill. So, but now here again, when Walker went into the, he was the right person for that. He was the right person. I was the right person for Anderson Park. Because
right.
Anderson Park was a hellhole. Was a hellhole to them, man. If you going to close the gym at 9 o'clock, you had to start trying to get the ball at 7:30. Because all the poke shops and dealers, man, they come out there when they want it. I said, no, sir. I said, we close it. So, and I was the right person for Anderson Park.
Right.
That was,
you
know, at the time, and Miss Hardy, well, she was the center director, but what there was no female coming in at the time. None.
All right, question, Coach Walker. How many championships did you have in your time, if you can remember?
Well, you know what? You know, as I was reading, you know, a lot of stuff that I saw that was on the phone, you know, I was thinking, and I said to myself, man, I couldn't come up with a number of championships, because that wasn't something I really kept up with, because we played at so many places where we were successful, and we played sometime when we weren't successful. But we had our share of being successful. I just put it like that. And success to me was more than just winning the championship, to be honest with you. If I inspired a kid to go on to school, make something out of themselves, then that was a championship for me.
I like that.
Football wasn't the only one. When we talk about championships and winning, football was just part of it. Because basketball, we were real successful in basketball as well, and baseball. And Tim come over and help coach baseball with us every year. And we were successful with that. We all went all up to William Pope, one up there and all that. So we were successful. And then with track, we worked with Coach Rambo with that. So we were successful with that. And, of course, it just that with me, it was more than football. We were successful in football. Our total program was successful in football. But we were successful in all the other sports as well. So I don't know about the number of championships and all that kind of stuff, but we had our share because people knew about it.
All right.
Okay. Let me ask you this, man, and then I'm going to ask each coach this, but I start with you, Coach Walker, since you just finished. Who was the most memorable player you coached that was special, just all around special? Like, if you can give me one or two, who would they be? Get you in some trouble now.
People that played ball. People like Marquise Grissom was really one that the kids that you wouldn't even know he was on the team that were real successful. Rod Stevens was another one that played with the Redskins, and of course Adele Tweet in basketball was a young man that came through there early, and we knew he was going to be successful because he worked real hard. Now, Dwight Howard was one of the last one that I coached. Now, you wouldn't even know that he was on the team during that time. Now, he was a son on the football team. But, in basketball, he played guard. So we've had some outstanding ball players that did real good for us, and then we had some that didn't. But those are some that have just come out, you know, when I think about Walker that played for me, you know, he was outstanding here. Like Coach Rambo's son, they would be in mistakes and wag, and all they want to do is joke and talk trash, always practice and stuff. You know, and you had people like that, you know, that played with me. And Tony, now Tony played up there. He played basketball for me. Now, you know, Tony went on, played over the South Carolina, ran track and all that. Tried out for the Olympic. Rambo didn't say nothing about it. I know he didn't say nothing, but I'll tell you. But, you know, these are people that good. You know, when he was a coach up there at Thera, we didn't have to worry about anything. So these are the type of people you have. You got Gerald over there at the Lakewood Stadium. I know you probably didn't even know he played for me. But he played for me. You know, if we needed something at the stadium, all I had to do was go over there. The girl, the secretary, we used to be a cheerleader over there at the stadium, Lakewood. So, you know, these are the type of people that, you know, you'll remember and they remember you. And so God has been really good to us, man, to be honest with you.
All right, I appreciate that one, Coach. Coach Rambo, who are a few? I know Travis, one of them. He had to call
in.
Yeah,
Travis. Oh, man. His daddy was on the sideline. Heard from the coach, too, and I had to tell his daddy, stay away from him. I got it. You stay away from him. See me reading it. But Travis Book was the most electric, one of the most electrified runners that you ever want to see. But if I had to put one young man that capped it off, that sent it, that got us going toward, was Victor Millbrooks.
Yeah.
He passed on Lord Emmett. But
right.
Random, they came out of going home. But when we beat Cascade and Vic stole the touchdown on them, the next day they sent the FBI to A.D. Williams to see how old he really was.
Wow.
Big deal. Yeah. So that's when we started to. Here again, Hamilton Park wasn't in the flourish of especially from Verbena coming back toward over in the shopping center area. Now down Calloway Drive, it was kind of a lot of people had big houses and things, but over in the apartment area in Victor Hill apartment. But if I had to put, it's hard to put it on one person. But Vic was probably the person. Vic Millbrook was the one that kind of kicked it off for us. With the kicked it off. See, we have to understand now. Hamilton Park was the Victor Hill apartment had a kind of name, and then you had Bowen Home. So kind of different environment than being here.
Right. Adam Temple.
Different environment. But if I had to take one young man, it's hard to take. And the young man on this phone, Travis. Now, Travis played with me when we at SYAA. That was another program I started over in Harris Home. Somehow I ended up in the government project. But that's what God intended for me to do, because I could relate, because I didn't stay with my mom, so I could relate to this.
Right.
But to be Bill Anderson Park up and to have three or four teams participating on every level. You talking about glory? Yeah, that was a special need for me. A special, and I needed that to went to the formatory school when I was 3 years, because I didn't have the discipline, nobody to discipline me. So I knew what it took for a kid who was not looked upon so favorably.
Right.
So it's just Vic Millbrook kind of thing. His dad was the late great running back, Charlie Bibbin. Charles Bibbin was a superstar at Mars Brown and ran track too. So Victor Millbrook, Charles Woodard, oh my Lord. starting with it. Here again, I talk about this guy on the phone, Travis. So, but
yeah.
I didn't let the parents come nowhere near. Get away. You can't tell them when they walk down on the field, they belong to me.
And coach, I got the same way when I'm same way when I coach. Like once they at practice, they belong to me. I don't need you coming out fussing at them. I don't need you bringing them water.
Yeah,
we got
that's right.
All that handled. But coach Tim, give me a few kids that stood out for you.
Well, I've been blessed with the super kids, super, and I feel kind of dishonored if I would name some, and then I think of a few later, I would kind of feel bad. But what I do want to say, and this kid didn't play with me, and God, you know, the family, we want to send our prayer to the Eddie Rowe. You know, he represented Adamsville. He was there before I got there, but I had to stop him. I had to play against him, and he was one of the best that I played against him. But I don't want to put a name out there. And another one we lost was Nick Turner. You know, I would name him because they're not present with us, you know. But there's so many, and you know, and I just thank God for giving them to me to be able to teach them how to be productive young men. A lot of them doing positive things, a lot of them going back and giving their time back to the community. Book, Antoine Fallon, Batman coaching, you know, and so it's just, and I, many more. So, Coach, I don't want to name nobody. I just thank them all. I love them for staying on the program with me.
I can deal with that. I can deal with that, Coach. Okay, so I can give you one better. Give me some coaches that you coached against that made you get on your game. I know these guys on the phone, but give me some names that people this day might not even know who they are right now and where they coach. Where were they coaching?
The question for me, Tim?
Yeah, for each one, but we'll start with you, Coach Tim.
Woo! Coach Harvey at Carver Home.
Yeah.
When you played Carver Home, you knew you was in for a game. You better bring your game hat on.
Yes, sir.
Coach Herb always been a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Central DeKalb program out there, outstanding. Glenwood here, Coach, it's so many. And I take my hat off to those to just take time and teaching these kids and being productive. And I can't think of a team was in McDonald's. It's and Henry, Norm Henry, they had good coaches, good program, you know. So, because we had our hand full, it wasn't given to us. So I take my hat off to all these younger guys, but I just appreciate how you started from the root. You the one that got Cole Walker. That's the root. When you start down, these other guys now, my younger coaches, they going to get on board. They going to have their day. But you got to serve. That's that word.
Yeah.
You got to serve.
Yes, sir.
And see, that's what the show was all about. Like, I know, like, when I made the post, it was a lot of coaches excited. And I'm pretty sure they listening now. They're like, Coach Walker, Coach Rambo, Coach Sam, like, they was amped up about it because, like, you got coaches who probably just been coaching 5 years and all they ever heard about was the name. They actually didn't have a face or they probably don't know you guys well enough to just walk up and start talking. It's, you know, it's one of those things. So it's huge for you guys to be on. Like, you guys are pretty much like celebrities in the coaching world because they're what people want to be. Like, I know people was mentioned, a lot of Southside people was mentioned Kevin Lamar. He passed, but they were saying he was another one that put in a lot of work coaching. Can you guys tell us?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple I want to throw in there. I'd like to throw in Sid Davenport.
Oh, Sid
Davenport.
Yeah, right.
And Coach, one of the best ever did it was Coach Rucker at South Bend.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I love Marcus. That's it. One of the best ever did it.
That's right.
And when you played that stop being man, you had to bring your lunch.
That's right.
You had to show up bring. And so those are the two that come off. Like we say, there are many, many more, but those two right there what come up here. Said is one of the most gifted play coordinator there is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, and I done had some epic duels with Said. I mean some duels with him. And the thing that makes it different, Said played basketball for me. So you know he wanted to be his coach.
Right.
So Cedric Davenport and Coach Rucker at South Bend. Oh man, that they wasn't no joke.
Yeah, and I can tell you for a fact, like when I first started coaching, I started coaching with the Rattlers. But when I went over to Welcome-All, I played against Coach Bam. Bump Bam, that was my little league coach. And when I beat him, it was a regular tournament game. And I tell you, I felt like I had just won a Super Bowl because, like, he was so big and helping me get to where I was, like high school, college. But to beat him as a little league coach, man, it felt good. So I can imagine how Coach Said may have felt trying to beat you, Coach Rambo. That's big. Coach Bam was another one that he had a nice era, and he's still out there coaching now.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Hurd still going.
Yeah, Coach Hurd. Yeah, good man.
Yeah,
Coach Hurd. Well, Ram, you hit it on the spot, though. Those guys was tough. Actually said one of the most fundamental teaching guys that I ever known. For small kids, and he was fundamental sound. And, Cedric did an excellent job, of course, Rambo and myself. Of course, you know, I think what we have to remember about all of these guys that right now, the guys that coach now, they too much into themselves rather than the organization.
And they
don't understand that it's not about them. It should be about the kids that they're working with and the organization, you know. And what's happening now is that's not happening. And one thing that I can admire about coach like Tim, I don't care where we are, where all these, I don't care nothing about no coaches that played under him or anywhere else. He gonna tell those guys where he got it from and what they need to do. And he gonna tell them, he's making an example out of Coach Rambo and myself with those kids. Now these his coaches. They're not my coaches. He's going to tell them. If I walk in a place, now whether they accept it or not, he tells them. And, you know, and that tells me a whole lot about a man. And somebody like Coach Tim, Coach Rambo, when they stand up and let people know, hey, man, y'all need to get y'all act together. It ain't about all this stuff y'all doing. It's about developing these kids. So that they will grow up to be upright people, and they will participate, and they will be able to be a good citizen in this community. That's what we got to teach, you know, and we got to continue to do that, you know. So, I don't care. Yeah, you know, you can be the best coach in the world, but if your attitude messed up, You know, you walk around mad with somebody because they beat you. Man, that's crazy. You that ain't about that, man. You should be about teaching these kids, man. How many kids did you get in school? How many kids you got doing a good job or doing or working with their family or taking responsibility and stuff of that nature? You know, and then a lot of them need God in their life too. You know, they don't. They think they just make it on their own, but they didn't make it on their own. You know, and so I think these are some things that we got to continue to do.
Right, Coach. Okay, so I feel, you know, I ain't been, like I said, I'm just 15 years. But I think a big problem is a lot of coaches are out there strictly for their own child, their juniors and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't have kids, and I've been coaching 15 years. So it's easy for me to get kids compared to someone who coaching a team, his son a quarterback, and his son can't even get snapped. But that's what I see. So how do you guys feel about Daddy Ball?
Well,
with the parent coaching?
Yeah, and showing favor.
Yeah. You don't mind. Well, I got a Coach Rambo. And he played for me, and then I got a daughter who ran track for me. But now let me tell you what that would do. I would advise all dads not to coach that child.
Yep.
Let me tell you what to do now. It's me speaking now. Because if you do, you're going to coach Tim and Coach Walker going to do it the correct way. But we are you're asking your child to, you know, my you might be listening. He still call me coach. Don't call me dad. Don't call me pop. Coach. And I think he still hasn't. It's getting a little bit better now. It's getting a little bit better now. But if I had to do it over again, I would not coach him. Because he can't separate. At his age, now he can probably do it now, but he couldn't at 12 or 9 or 10, 11 or 12. He can't separate that this is my best.
Right.
And I got to call him too. And I'm not going to pick him over another kid. Because the kid was just outdo him by a smidgen. I'm gonna go with that kid. We were having a track. We had five girls on a 4x1 relay team. So we said, okay, we're gonna line them up and run a 100. And my daughter came in a smidgen fifth. And so I think she might have thought that her dad, since she was coaching the team, and she was just a little bit fifth. But that ain't what I said. The first coach makes the relay team. You know what I mean? She being 12. She said, dog, I came in just look that. I'm not saying she said this, but for the fact that that's my dad, I ought to be on the reason. Oh, no. But now I ain't going to take nothing from them because they are my children either. So it's a thin line in there, man. And lady coaches too. It's a thin line in there when you're coaching your own. So that's why when in basketball, I put him to Cody Walker. Summer camp, they went to Cody Walker, went up the street.
Yeah.
He played football. He played football at Anthony Flanagan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then after when he got 11 and 12, I had to bring that home with me.
That's
something I got. I wasn't over there that football season.
Hey, so look, that's something I need to ask you guys about. Because, okay, Coach Tim? Coach Tim dropped out. He probably won't call right back. So that's something I wanted to ask you guys about. So when I do my Warzone Award show, I put the awards in people's names, like Jane Davis Running Back Award, something like that. But so my overall MVP award is the Anthony Flanagan Award. And people ask, you know, who is Anthony Flanagan? Why you put the overall MVP in his name? So could you guys drop some knowledge on who Anthony Flanagan was? You can go ahead first.
It's Anthony Flanagan. Coach, you talking about complete ball player, Coach. I remember Anthony. Coach, I was down in America when they won the state championship, Coach.
Yeah, the whole
man. This boy here, you name it, he could do it. So I don't know what else I can say about him, Coach. Basketball, baseball, football, throw the ball with either hand, kick field goal. Of course, he looked like a pro when he was in high school, Coach. Anthony Flanagan was a tremendous athlete, Coach. I'm telling you. They won not only in football now, you know, they won all classification in basketball. He was the point guard for that.
Yeah.
So you talking about Anthony Flanagan? Ram might want to say something else, but all I can say in one word, I don't know. This boy here, and then he goes down to University of Georgia, first, what, black quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can you say about Anthony Flanagan? Woo, this boy here was bad. He's come over to the gym and play.
We were down in America. And America was fixing to beat him.
Yep.
America's mess around here leading maybe 7-6 or something like that. And matter of fact, I talked to the Monroe twins, one of the Monroe twins the other day. And we down in America and doing that. I'm a preacher now. But during that time, I was bending money. And all my money. All my money. And they basically go in for a touchdown. America was. And
yep.
They get smoked and threw that ball up, and who was that Underwood intercepted? Throw the ball.
Yeah, I think that's who it was.
Underwood intercepted and dropped it down and brought it all the way to down to the 30. They're on the 1 yard line, and they're gonna
get, yes sir.
They gonna throw it, and they turned Mr. Man a loose. Anthony Penn.
No,
he rolled out one time and stuck it with the left. Rolled out one time and stuck it with the right. He ain't showing off. That's what it, he's not showing off. But that's what it called for. Stuck it down and stuck it.
That's
all. And then and pumped it and ran it in. Ball game.
Still did.
That's why I just said, give me my money.
Yeah, his
like on yesterday.
His brother was
good brother too. Good brother. He worked in recreation, Coach.
Good brother.
Well, yeah.
Yes, sir. He worked in recreation. Good brother. I talked to him a few weeks before he passed. He's talking about working in the yard and stuff.
Yeah,
and, his wife, I worked real close with her. We renovated the place over there at West Meadow. And good person. She called me now and check on me. And just a good family. Good family. Real small lady.
Oh, yeah.
Put down University of Georgia, too. With Anthony.
Right. Coach Anthony. His brother was my social study teacher when I was in high school. And it was at my barbershop. The older guy in my barbershop, no matter what football player or basketball player you mention, he had something negative to say about him. So one day, I said, what about Anthony Flanagan? What y'all think about him? And this is the first time I ever heard him say anything positive. His face grew up. Man, he talked about Flanagan for like an hour. He would not stop. And the whole barbershop was like, this nigga like somebody? Like, he just was so negative. And he like, man, Fran, yeah. Man, he can throw with the left, he can throw with the right. Man, he can do this.
That's right.
He, I'm talking about, he was bright behind it. So,
yeah, he's right.
That's why I put the MVP award in his name. Last year, it was the coach of the year was the William Walker Coach of the Year award, and each year I try to switch it. So, but this year with the corona, it threw me off. Like, I had a big presentation set up. So hopefully, by the summer, everything will be back to where it's supposed to be, and we can do the awards and have you guys come out and be celebrated by the youth. Because, like, I'm getting hits right now on the blog from people who listen in on the show right now. One guy just said the OGs are on the radio show dropping jewels. If you're missing, you're messing up if you're missing, if you're not tuned in. They're definitely dope. So,
yeah,
they're listening to the show right now. So, I'm gonna drop the link again. So, cause a lot of folks asking how they get to the link, but we over 200 listeners right now. So, and that's crazy because we might have 25. We might have 25, 30 folks listening. We had 209. Oh, no. So, definitely people.
Young man. Coach, you have been kind of flat. Come on up in here, Coach. Come on now.
Huh?
You've been kind of quiet. I know you so let us walk and talk, but this man here, every time I would look around when I'm coaching, I'm about to smack him and put him in the game. He's right there on me. He's right there on me. Coach Kim has done, and I appreciate him for letting us run our mouth. But, man, this man here, if he got the baton, he took it on to another level.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Coach Tim being
and
nice,
a good person. And a good person, Coach.
Good person.
One of the best persons that you ever want to know. I'm going to tell you that. You take these two people we talking about, Coach Sambo and Coach Tim, man. No, sir, bro. I don't know nothing they want to do for you. They can say what they want to say. Whatever they say, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what kind of brothers these are. These people are real, man. They ain't about to fake stuff.
Yeah, Coach Tim being nice. I remember I got the Warzone Bowl. Like, it's done grew into something special. But my wife was at the gate. She called me. She came out. Somebody at the gate named Coach Tim. Say they're a coach. Mm-hmm. I told her, baby, whenever you see him, just go on and flag him on through. Let him go on.
Yeah.
He was in the nicest car ever. I think he was in one of your old school coach. But yeah, Coach Tim, I'm going to tell you something I remember on Coach Tim. It's actually two. I remember, I think I was like in 10th grade. He had lost to Bump Arena in the regular season. He pulled up to the game. Was that a Bentley or a Rolls Royce, Coach Tim? With the team.
Bentley.
And he won the game on the flea flicker pass. I'll never forget. And then the other one, I think this was the first year you, you won the French ski, like one of your last year when everyone was like, they caught up with Coach Tim can't do it no more. It's over with, you know, they'll switch the game. Man, Coach Tim came and dominated. I think he probably got on the blog and heard him or something, or read it. But they came and went hard. That year you won French, whatever, like 2015? What year was that, Coach?
Who we played, Coach?
Y'all blow it.
CD?
CD, yeah. CD, that's what won.
That was the last one I won.
Yeah, CD, that year there, CD. And they had the kid who just graduated, left Clemson, right? Trevor Lawson. The white quarterback that's at Clemson right now, finna be number one pick. He was CD quarterback that year.
Oh, yeah?
That ain't who that is it, coach? That's who.
Oh, no, it's not that one. It's the other one that's at Tennessee who's going to start as a freshman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he was at Edward. Yeah. You know, you get them mixed up, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, coach.
Coach, I'm behind the... Go ahead, coach.
I had some fishing one day. So he and a very dear friend of ours came and I told him, y'all just bring an appetite. And so I fried up some fish. And so they came in and they ate. And he drove one of his, I think it was the Rolls Royce. I live in a senior citizen community now. When he get back out there, the whole community is out there snapping fishes. he opened up the hood of it, and I'm thinking one of my neighbors gonna crawl over in there, man. But he was so, and they talked about it. They took pictures with it. They talked about it. They talked about how different the people.
Oh yeah.
It was that car. And that was one of the most delightful times in their life. And they just love it. And I appreciate them doing it for the community. And he stood there and let them took pictures. Oh, man. No, we had a ball.
Yeah.
And one thing you can say about kids that come from Coach Tim, they're gonna be in shape and they're gonna be ready for the next level when they leave Coach Tim. Cause like when I was in high school, a player would come from Coach Tim and the high school coach would already be acting like they was ready to go, like Coach Frazier. Oh, Frazier, Coach Tim. That's all he was saying. You came from Tim? Come on. He's like, hold on, Coach Tim.
Oh yeah.
Is that molding
pot
what you talking about,
though? Yeah. That's the name of Frank.
Like I said, it's good for folks to hear this stuff, man. I'm trying to think of someone who may be left out. What about, y'all know Coach Barry? Used to be at Old Perry Home. Barry Little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Little,
yeah.
Barry Little.
Yeah. Coach Barry.
Big Bear.
He was the quarterback. The quarterback award last year, his name at the Warzone Awards.
Good brother. Big brother.
Yeah, he worked over there with me for a while. Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks that we left, but I know for a fact every coach you talk to is one of the three names that come up with you guys. And Coach Nick, I couldn't get in contact with him for some reason. But, so, anything y'all want to drop to the people who listen? So, you know, they just soaking everything up. Like, nobody don't even want to call in, they just want to listen. So, is that you guys, anything that might help the young coach who's trying to find his way?
Well, what I want to say, we're here. If they need something, they need something for us to come out, call me. I'm ready to go. They need something to give some deal. And the one thing I want to say to the young coach is stress fundamentals. You should never have an off-day fundamental, ever. Sometimes your biorhythm is going to be off, your motor skill is going to be off, but your fundamentals should be intact every game you play. Fundamentals down.
I see. And that's key. I remember Coach Tim, you probably remember this year, Jermaine had, when he had Ant-Man at 10U year, he lost to Don Creek. And we couldn't understand how them slow little white kids beat all that talent. They were so down it was crazy. Like,
yeah.
Athleticism, they couldn't match with the team that Jermaine had.
Right.
So it was just crazy to see that team do that. Like you said, fundamentals, they had it.
Fundamentals, that's right. Should never have all big fundamentals. Hell of a. If you got them, you got them down, hell of a. Because your motor skill is going to be off here or there. But fundamentals are going to always be intact.
Coach Walker, I gotta ask you this one now, cause when I was gonna bring my team to Ben Hill, and this is what bothered me with Coach Walker, red, white, and blue.
Yes, sir.
You can't wear black. You can't wear no gray. You can't wear red, white, and blue. And I had the best black uniform with the red, white, and blue in it. Man was like, look, Coach, you ain't coming over here.
No, you ain't going to change.
You can't wear black socks or hoods, green, white, and blue. Why are you so stuck? What's the deal?
Hey. Coach, now wait a minute, Coach. Wait a minute. Now, Coach, did you really think that you could come over there and play in a different color?
Look, I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know it at all. Like, I had already spent money. And look, Vince was like, Coach Walker don't care about nothing. I said, bro, y'all didn't tell me this. He was like, look, red, white, and blue. It ain't nowhere around it. I said, God.
Coach, I'll give you money back. I gave you money back. You could have went and picked up your Sailor Royal Blue coat.
What?
You should have told me, Coach.
No, that is why we do that, though. Why the new coach do that with the gray, the black. On the phone, he being nice, but Coach Tim is the reason we do that. You go get a uniform. What's your color? Coach Tim did it first.
Coach, you Tim see who I got it from.
What's that, Coach?
I said, you see who I got it from? Coach Walker and Coach Ram. I just added a little bit to it. You know? But like you said, Coach, and we would say, I would say to the younger guys today, you know, the conditioning, probably 6% of your winning, fundamentals, discipline, structure, repetition, all
that's
that
right.
Plays so much, and it just takes it off the field. When you discipline and it's structure, and you see you, that's off the field and on the field. So when you got a kid that could go off different snap count, you know, when I was young and I played in elementary, when we played for the little elementary school, we would always go up to the championship and could never beat the white team. Because my coach would call and play to score a touchdown. They was moving the chain. They were fundamentally sound. And that's what it takes now, you know.
Yep.
People look at my, they'd be like, oh, Tim, with this old style football, it played out. But you got to establish a running game to start passing. All right, but you got to have it, you know. But, you know, now it's a spread and everybody's spread. But, boy, hey. When you play me, you better come on, come on. I'm getting ready to eat that honey hole up. Hey, but I'm done with coaching. Ain't nothing gonna pull me back out there. So. Hey, I appreciate
one thing
you
about my team, Coach, I ain't running no spread. I'm running right at you. You gonna have to play football.
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to be cute. I'm trying to get 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Coach, that Coach Walker. Around when they see they all the coaches, that's it. When you play Ben Hill, you play Ram, you had to stop that running game. They gonna have a prostitute that can run that thing. Then they can throw it in this. Yes, sir. And the Coach Rocker, the Fed, the Talker, Gresham Paul.
So what would you say the biggest change is from you guys' days to now? What would be the biggest change outside of far as the, you know, the coaches being more about themselves than the kids, like far as like the style of play? I know Coach said everyone want to run spread, but what's some more things?
I'm gonna tell you what I think. One of the things that I think that we missing, you know, I think a lot of us don't believe in workshops and clinics. But you know what?
Oh yeah.
That's how I got to been here.
Okay,
over there helping Coach Rambo do a football clinic. And so a boy was over there who had got promoted, a white boy had got promoted. He was a recreation leader. And I was a director at Butler Park, but they gave him a job as a supervisor, and I was over there helping Coach Rambo with a football clinic. And the boy happened to be over there because he was over the district. And I told him that, I wanted the gym. I was over in a little place at Butler Park, about two rooms over there. And he asked me, would I leave Butler Park? I told him, yeah, for a gym. He said, I'll get back with you in 2 weeks. That's how I got to been here.
Cool.
Now, if I hadn't been over there helping him do a football clinic, I wouldn't have got to been here. But see, that's the way the mouth works. So I think that our people need more training. I think that they think they know it all, but there's a lot of things. It's just like education level. You know, because you were educated 10 or 15 years ago, you still got to go back to school, man. You did the same thing in football.
All right, so, Coach,
that's what I said.
Yeah. This is my question right now since you brought that up. Now, with the reach I have with you football today, if I was to put together a coaching clinic this summer, would you three guys be willing to come show the guys some stuff?
Most definitely.
Y'all hear that?
Everybody, I can do.
That's what we do, young man. Yes, sir.
We're going to do it at Ben Hill.
Yeah.
I got Coach Tim, Walker, Coach Rambo. They all going to come help. But I got a coach on the line right now. He just called in. I'm going to click him in and let him holler at you guys. Doug High, legendary Coach
Frazier.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, man, you talking to three of the greatest, Montgomery. Coach Rambo, my coach, Coach Walker, was the coach of Ben Hill, and Coach Tim, coach all my boys. How y'all guys doing tonight?
Hey, doing great, Coach.
Yeah, it's Coach Frazier. What's happening, guys?
Hey, Coach.
Rambo, this Molly Paul, Rambo, this Molly Paul, baby. hey, Montgomery, you put together that coaching clinic. I'm gonna volunteer too.
Okay.
I want to be there too, Montgomery.
Oh, man.
How you doing, Coach Walker, Coach Tim, and Coach Rambo?
Good to hear from you,
Frazier.
Hey, man, it's good. Hey, look, it's good to be on the phone with you ladies, man.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Pleasure to hear from you, Frazier.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, man.
Hey, Montgomery.
Yeah.
You don't know that. I'm three of the greatest now.
I'm
three of the greatest. Look, I'm going to tell you. In 1977, Montgomery, it was a city championship tournament on them. Ben Hill had beat us in the regular season. Rambo made us call. He said, okay. But we had him again in the championship round of fall. We came out there in that all green. We went back to the gym. He had laid that all orange out for us, baby. we came through the wood in Montgomery. You just thought it was Notre Dame, boy. we thought we were trying to get some cases.
Yeah, I remember that well.
Coach Frazier, that's why the show called Mount Rushmore of youth football. I got
it. I like that.
And when Ben Hill beat us that year, we had lost the game in about 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we that was 9 years, my grandma.
Yeah.
Man, my grandma like what you're doing, man.
They had a fine ball game. And the thing is with this, I said, now the same way you walk when you won for so many years, you better walk across that field when you're
saying. My grandma, we were down in Waitrose. My grandma, we were down in Waitrose playing. And he took us to a buffet. I had never been to a buffet. And I was so full, I came out of yawning. Boy, he slapped the shit out of me. Me like that. I said, Coach, I'm sorry, Coach. I'm sorry, Coach.
Yeah. It was a buffet, man. I mean, what you doing?
Not only did we win, my grandma, we had this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
We had this one, too. Okay. Well, look, my grandma, man, works, man.
Thank you for calling in, Coach.
I'm here on the main, bro. I'm going to talk to y'all later, my grandma. Y'all take it
easy,
bro.
All right,
Coach. Hey, y'all, listen. I'm going to tell y'all a story about Coach Frazier. He was my high school coach. We had beat Lakeside, but Lakeside scored 12 points on us. And so we beat him like 40-something to 12, though. On the ride home, Frazier didn't want us to talk on a bus because we gave up 12 points. So we made jokes. You know, we were making jokes. He was quiet the whole time. He had told us to stop talking once. He was quiet the whole time. You know, after a game, a playoff win, Frazier made us do 500 up-downs on the field. After we was out there at like 12:45, 1 o'clock in the morning. Our parents were so mad. But he didn't care. He told us to stop talking, and we went. He got like, I'm talking about high school kids. Up down in the middle of the football field, no lights at 1 in the morning. So, but yeah, Coach Frazier's a good guy, man. So he was excited to call in.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm serious now. The coaching clinic now. I got y'all word now on the air.
Yes. Well, our word is born.
And see that? Now that's something. That's the biggest thing of the night that we was able to accomplish then. Because, like you said, I know I need to sit down and pull out my notepad. I know a lot of other coaches feel that way too. Like Coach Tim, have you talked to Coach P lately, man?
Who now?
Coach P. Prentice.
Nah, I hadn't talked to P.
Man, if you see his team, he think he coached Tim. That's how bad it is. He ain't coached in the last 2 years, but if you saw his team in the last 5 years,
he thought. Yeah.
So how he structured the team, how he done it, it's the same thing, man. Like even some of your coaches, Coach Walker, same way, Coach Trav. So if we can pass this down to some of these new coaches and get them to understand the game from y'all point of view, it can make them better coaches. Cause like the fact that they volunteer and their time says a lot, but everything can be improved. So I'm excited about this. We'll hook it up. Get some refreshments so they, you know, greedy folks come out to eat. Get them some notepads and we'll all have fun with it, man. Any more knowledge?
Coach, pretty much the basics ain't gonna change, you know. And when you get the basics, that's the structure part. Then you could go and add your own to that, or what you have learned, or what you think could go on. But that basic structure of the stepping, the blocking, the taking the ball, you know, the backs hitting the hole, not steady stepping, all that, planning, going, all that's the basics. That's what you learn in them sections, in them counts, you know. Mm-hmm.
And I said, how talented a young man is, a young lady is.
That's right.
Make sure that they get the basics. Because I try to show. But it's going to come a time when the talent ain't going to win it. The basics going to win it.
The basics. That's right, Coach.
The basics win it. Like I said, you're going to have off day with your talent, but fundamentally never off day, ever. Never have all day fundamentals.
All right, so Coach Tim, right now, man, the Atlanta Vikings was on the top of the top. Like the name Viking brought fear into teams. So you played a big part in it. What would you say that you guys did different during that era? I mean, it been a lot of other stuff happened that, you know, that killed that momentum. But what did you guys do that was so different? Because the Viking dominated for about 12, 15 years.
Yeah, we had a structure. We had built the program. Like I said, Ben Hill was a model, and that was my thing, to model after them, not just my team, start with the babies on up, and that's what we done. And then when we took that, we had the other step in for it, wearing the uniform, being in one line, have on the same thing, helmet in one side, bag. We brought the bag, the jacket, raincoat, skull cap. We brought all that to Little League, you know, and the structure. And I think that, and then we worked hard. My younger coaches, they was hungry and eager to win, and they got out there and worked their butts off. And they doing a great job. So I want Jermaine to get it and keep going with it, you know. And let's make this thing work. And some of these other younger guys now, get out there and let's help. I don't care. One thing Coach Walker know, I didn't care what color we were. When baseball, we used to go and they used to beat my team in baseball. I got tired of that whooping. I went over to Ben Hill, told Coach Raleigh, Coach Walker, I said, hey, Coach, let's put this together. So Rollins just laughed at me because he was trying to tell me that from the start. We used to go to Hall County, them folks send me back home so fast. But I'm glad talking to
him. Corey, you went up to Williamsport too, didn't you?
Yo, we went up there together. We represented. Hey, we sat up there with Dave Winfield. Had a nice time.
Yeah.
And Swan, Coach Swan. That's right. Me, Coach
Swan.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Oh, Coach Swan. Yeah. Coach Swan, another one that's been around, man. Good guy, Coach Swan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good brother, too, Coach Swan. One of my, he's been there a long time with me, too. Yeah.
His son was super athletic.
God brought him through it. Both illness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Yeah.
I'm excited about putting this clinic together, so I'm gonna make sure I put it together right with everyone involved. Coach Frazier just said he wanna be a part of it. So he wanna be a part of it. So we get it together, man, get these guys out. Just set it up nice so we can improve Atlanta U football. So right now, we run the table nationally. Like, they can't mess with us when they come too far as coming to the city. But we still need to be able to improve and fix what we got going on. And with you guys' leadership.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's what we got to do.
And Cole, what I do want to say, I want to say this because we want to thank the City of Atlanta Recreation, because most of us couldn't practice if we didn't have these parks out there. And young guys, young coaches, lead by example. Keep them parks clean. Keep the trash picked up, stuff like that. And that's what keeps you able to use it year-round. Take care of your facility. And when people see you all doing it, they'll keep it clean and do right.
Yep.
So,
go clean up after yourselves, man. But we gonna put the cleaning together, man. I appreciate you guys, man, for calling in, man. And I may even try to get another show, and I get some of the younger guys who may have been coaching like 2-3 years, and put them on here with you guys, so they can, you know, ask as many questions as possible, because I'm taking everyone feeling like I'm not getting on the phone with Coach Walker. I'm not getting on here with Coach Field. So they just sitting back, taking it all in. But We want you guys to be able to communicate. Yeah, so we put together this coaching clinic. It should be great.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Got a few seconds left, a few minutes left on the show. So anything you want, guys want to say in closing, we'll start with you, Coach Rambo.
Well, I just to share with you that you felt the spirit with you to have this kind of program, that talk show that we can come in and just share what we know, and to keep on teaching and keep on adding our knowledge and to let Travis and others that were listening, and that we are always here. Thank you so much, and we'll continue to work.
I appreciate that, Coach Rand. Coach Walker, what you want to leave them with?
So I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a part of this great show with these legends that's on this show. I tell you, it's an honor, and I really appreciate you doing an excellent job and continue to do the work. And we're here with you. Anything that we can do, we'll be glad to do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach Walker. Coach Tim?
Pretty much like my legendary coaches have said, thank you for having me on the show. And I must say to the younger coaches, thank you all for putting that baton in your hand, and you all running, and look at it. Sooner or later, you will be putting it on a younger person's hand than you that want to coach. So always be the best that you could be, and let's work hard.
Yes, sir.
Right. Hey, everyone listen, man. Make sure y'all took the notes. The main thing, like Coach said, fundamentals. You can never have enough of that, conditioning and discipline. So make sure you install that right away if you're not, you already don't have it. Thank you guys for calling in, man. Like I said, it was an honor to be on the show with you guys, especially like guys I look up to, even from a kid. You see a coach, and you're like, that's Coach Tim, that's Coach Walker, that's Coach Ram. So it was an honor to be on this with you guys, man. I appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to have you guys on the show again. I might even start a whole segment called Listen to the Legends, where every show I have the kids ask you guys questions. So it could turn into something big. So thank you guys.
Yes, it can.
Have a blessed night. Everyone take care. Any questions you have, man, hit me up, and I'll try to get it to these guys, and we can keep going with it. But Coach Cleaner coming soon. Thank you guys for being a part.
Okay. Stay safe, Coach.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Okay, I'll let Coach Walker go to him.